Maddie Boylston plays volleyball for the University of Virginia, and she's one of the first Community Impact Fellows, students who get special training to build mental muscle.
You can have two athletes, and you can have them have the same physicality, same athleticism, but one with the better mental game will always win.
Toward that end, she and three others enrolled in a special course that explored techniques designed to promote focus and what athletes call flow.
Athletes perform better when their mind and body are completely in sync.
Leslie Hubbard is with UVA's Contemplative Sciences Center.
So they're not overthinking. For example, that free throw shot. The body works most efficiently when we're able to just let go a little bit of that critical thinking, the judgment, and just let the muscle memory take over. It's when the mind starts to interfere with that and start to judge or start to get distracted by people who are cheering and whatnot, that we start to get disconnected and start to question our performance.
One key to achieving flow is to master certain breathing techniques.
One is controlled breathing, so taking like longer inhales and exhales, for example, or just being passively aware of your breath as a way to anchor your attention in the present moment. It's to bring your mind into the present moment and really ground yourself in your body so that you're not lost in like anxiety in the future or like thinking about past results where you failed, for example, that could influence your present moment decisions.
Fellows also commit to a project. Runner Emma Meyer, for example, launched a blog to share what she's learned from the program and from her dad, who runs marathons and takes part in Ironman competitions.
Say you're like running in a 5K race, rather than thinking about the end of the race or like the next mile, just think about like every step you're taking. And my dad always told me to say like right, left. And if you just focus in on how your body's feeling right now, like your physical ability will be able to bring you to the end. So your mental ability is really what's holding you back most of the time.
Maddie Boylston is using an online platform called Flipgrid to help build team spirit.
It's similar to Instagram, Snapchat, but it's a little bit more private for my team. And I have questions that each player gets to ask the team, and we respond with videos.
Questions like, what annoys you when you're on the court? Or how do you feel when you make a mistake? And how can your teammates support you when that happens?
How I would like my teammates to respond if I mess up is being supportive by telling me that I got the next one and that I can do it and that I'm confident enough.
After I make more than one mistake and you guys can see me getting down, I like when I have those people that look at me and are like, oh, you got the next one.
But I also like it when I get feedback. So like if they see something that I don't, then you guys telling me how I can fix my mistakes is definitely helpful.
Some team members also have fun with their answers, but there's a serious side to what they're doing, according to Heather Downs with UVA's athletics department.
They're doing research, they're measuring their outcomes, they're working with a faculty member who is guiding it so that it's scholarly and not just a hobby.
In the future, she also hopes the program can tap into a pool of alumni who can mentor student athletes, sharing their own techniques for improving concentration, relaxation, and success in their sports. I'm Sandy Houseman.